Manchester City are still alive here. Balotelli, Aguero!
Here goes Ronaldo!
Cross, and Dempsey's denied again, and Donovan has scored! Oh, can you believe this?
Surging forward with real menace here. Brilliant from Messi. Oh, what a goal that is!
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is Soccer Matters. Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. Here's Glenn Davis.
You know, I am psyched for radio tonight. The head is spinning like a top with the amount of topics and football stories that are dominating these days. But we've got a great show in store for you tonight, and we do need your opinion tonight. At 713-780-3776. Glenn Davis, Tyler Scott producing here tonight as always. And we always thank you for joining us. Now realize that you have this platform here tonight to talk football. So I expect you to do that. Agree, disagree with the host or prior callers. It's all part of the game here tonight. Now, here's my lineup of guests. We've got Wade Barrett, the Dynamo manager. I'm going to do an extensive interview with him. We're going to ask him everything from, is this a team in a rebuild now? Are you prioritizing the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup? How does this team become more dangerous during the run of play? Are things beginning to materialize and crystallize more in your eyes from an attacking perspective? Talking about FC Dallas and the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup tomorrow, and then Vancouver coming to town on Saturday, a game you can catch on Root Sports. So we're going to get down with it with Wade Barrett. I'm also going to ask Wade Barrett, has Chris Kennedy, the president, or Matt Jordan, the head of the soccer operations, have they laid out criteria that you have to meet to get the head coaching job? And I'm going to tell you, Wade Barrett has been so transparent, so refreshing in these interviews. I have so much respect for that. We're not getting a bunch of coach speak. We are getting a man who really, I think, wears it on his sleeve when it comes to honesty, and I absolutely love it. And I think it makes for great radio as well. So I hope you're going to enjoy that interview coming up with Wade Barrett. Also, Jill Ellis, U.S. Women's National Team. She's going to open up on the competition that they face with New Zealand, France, and Colombia. Talk a little bit ahead of their match against Costa Rica. That'll be on ESPN2 Friday night from Kansas City. I have the pleasure of calling that one and the privilege of calling that one. The U.S. Women's send-off game before they head down to the Olympics in Rio. I'll be calling that game with Julie Foudy on Friday night. Angela Huclis has won gold medals with the U.S. Women's National Team. Worked with her on the Women's World Cup last summer in Canada. Angela's going to join us. She's going to talk some national teams. She's going to talk about a program she's involved with Nickelodeon called, I believe it's Soccer Superstar. Pretty cool show. We had Marcelo Balboa talking about it as well. Reality show, quite frankly, but cool. Angela, very well-spoken woman, and she'll be on tonight, not to mention was an excellent soccer player as well in her day. And then you get the stylings of my Root Sports play-by-play and color man, Eddie Robinson. So my partner on Root Sports, we'll have the call of the Vancouver game this Saturday. Eddie's going to join in, going to ask Eddie about all things Dynamo and MLS. And it's going to be a great show tonight. Our thanks to sponsors, Danish Inspiration, 7UP, Daspit Law Firm, Amigo Energy, The Gorgeous Gale, Bar Munich. Now, we've already had one Bar Munich vote for a goal of the week, a bicycle kick from Joe Cole, who's now playing the former Chelsea man in the NASL with the Tampa Bay Rowdies. Bar Munich, Richmond Arms, the King's Head Pub, and our great friends at Bud Light. Appreciate Bud Light. Streaming at ESPN975.com. Again, the podcasts are always accessible very quickly after these shows, thanks to our crack staff at podcastarena.com, iTunes. Check out Facebook. Things are being posted up over there. Soccer Matters. It's Facebook, Soccer Matters. Twitter, it's Glenn Davis Sock. Throughout the show, if you're too fearful of coming on live, you can communicate with me there and with our staff throughout the show. We'll post things. We'll go behind the scenes even tonight, maybe. I might jump up during a commercial break and show you what the palatial studio looks like. Some behind the scenes at ESPN 97.5. I've got Vancouver and Dynamo tickets. I've got Dash tickets to give out tonight. So a lot to talk about. So tomorrow night, the Dynamo and FC Dallas in the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup. Should the Dynamo resign themselves to a rebuild again? That's the question I put out to you. 713-780-3776. Really has not been an uptick since the Owen Coyle era. And we can look at that in a number of ways. Yes, you can, you know, put it on the manager. I'd like this idea, Owen's idea, about a winger-based system, a true playmaker. The plan sounded good. Did it have the parts to fit the plan? 713-780-3776. So after a year and a half with Owen, are we back to where we were before he was hired? I'm going to say I think so. Yeah, I think we are. Should the Dynamo now, in your opinion, and Dynamo fans, I'm wondering where you are, honestly. Are you just too fatigued to talk about your team? Where are you? Because if you're not talking about it, who is? Should the Dynamo finish and focus on winning the Open Cup, getting silverware, getting entry into the CONCACAF Champions League, and taking the $250,000 prize money? Is that where the Dynamo should focus? And then leave the regular season to the rebuild. Now, you're not one or two players away from it, I don't think, now. You do need a singular player that can embody what this team is about. Jermaine Jones goes to New England, they all of a sudden get to an MLS Cup. Jermaine Jones goes to Colorado, all of a sudden they're a little bit more vibrant, not to mention Tim Howard. You got personality. And that's not a bag on the Dynamo players. There's personality. But is there that one leader? In other words, is there that one guy like that was next to me in 1983 when I became a professional soccer player that was a veteran that had a personality that turned Glenn Davis into a better soccer player, and it only took about six games, and it was moving me forward, and you could feel it, and you could sense it as a young rookie? Is there that player that the Dynamo can hire? Is there that player that can epitomize the Dynamo that's going to win you games you don't deserve to win? Might take a lot of money. Might have to be a big designated player. You can make space to bring that player in. Or is it a 23-year-old Argentine like a Lucas Milano who absolutely tore it up for Portland against Seattle? What a talent. Runs 70 yards with the ball, lays it off for one of the goals. Talk to me about it tonight. Where do you think the Dynamo are right now? Is it rebuild time? Is it time to focus on the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup? What are your thoughts? And where is the future of the club? Because if you resign yourself to rebuilding under Wade Barrett, who, by the way, also has the dual position of trying to earn the job, you may make decisions that will be better and more responsible for the future of the club if, in fact, you elect to do the rebuild and take the pressure off of trying to make the playoffs. It's going to take a dramatic turnaround if we are truly being upfront. Do you want to hear the narrative from the club that brings you to clarity where the team's going? Well, tonight we're going to interview Wade Barrett, and he'll have a number of thoughts on that. Who do we got here to start it off here tonight, Tyler? All right, let's go to Ronnie. Ronnie, you are on Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5. Hi, Ronnie.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
How you doing, Glenn?
Super, Ronnie. How are you?
Good, good. Thanks for having me on. First of all, I want to say that I think we should just cut our losses and rebuild. I think it's, like you said, too big of a push. But I did want to make a comment on Ronaldo being better than Messi. I don't see the argument anymore, especially after the Euro Cup. Ronaldo has proved himself in multiple leagues. You can see his track record is there. I don't see the argument anymore.
Well, I guess it's a great argument and debate for the media, but honestly, does it really? I mean, I understand the attention it gets. I do think about that relationship between those two guys, And by the way, they pulled their yachts up next to each other somewhere in the south of France, I think, this weekend, which was pretty funny. But I do think those two guys, because of the way the media has handled these amazing talents, have pushed each other. You know, it was like if you wanted to do an NBA comparison, maybe it was Bird and Magic. But I do think there are those sort of indelible relationships in the history of sports where it drives two guys. And they're two different guys. I think they're two fascinating guys in different ways. I don't really care to debate it. You can.
I agree. I think every sport needs kind of that rivalry. And I know that, you know, there's kind of this good guy, bad guy thing going. But I know that Ronaldo might rub people the wrong way. But at the same time, no one was saying that about Jordan when he's, you know, punching people in the face at practice. You know, he just goes up there and he wants to win, wants to be the best. But like I said, I feel like with his track record, there really is no debate. And come at me if you want to. But I think just pound for pound.
Well, there's always a debate. Trust me, there's always a debate. And the reason there's always a debate because of the amount of Champions League titles Messi has won.
Right. I would just like to see him kind of go up against some, not to say that, Spain doesn't have that kind of competition, but I'd love to see what he could do in the Premier League, for example, or anywhere else, honestly. I think he's made himself comfortable where Ronaldo has, you know, went and sought that tougher competition.
Well, I agree with that. And listen, he started at Manchester United, which obviously being under Alex Ferguson was a great thing for his career. I would just say let's make sure we revel in the glory of these guys because they're going to begin to change as soccer players ultimately. I think Ronaldo already is. I think he's becoming less of a slashing winger and more of a penalty area player. I think that was pretty evident in the Euros. But I think we just need to make sure we revel in the glory of these guys. And by the way, I wouldn't mind a big time, or not even a big time, I wouldn't mind an egotistical striker here in Houston that created some waves and some noise. I know that's not always what coaches want, but we need to wrap our arms around something like that. You know, I saw that incident with what happened, Tyler, something in the dugout with one of the managers in baseball. Was it the Astros manager? You know what? I wouldn't mind seeing something, some edge like that occurring around the Dynamo in a training session, you know. Fist fights were pretty much routine back in my day, and I want to see some of that emotion. I want to see some of that passion so that it shows that, hey, we're hurting. We're hurting, and we don't like it, and we're going to make a pushback. And
yeah, there's a fight every other day.
I mean, I think some of that stuff is healthy in its own weird way.
I agree.
Well, Ronnie, thank you very much for kicking it off. Anything else?
No, that's it. Thank you for having me on.
All right. Appreciate it. So Ronnie Wayne in there on both Ronaldo and Messi. We took only one phone call to get to those two great superstars. And again, we talk about the Dynamo FC Dallas tomorrow night, Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup quarterfinals. $250,000 in prize money. Dynamo could do something with that. You get into the CONCACAF Champions League as well if you win it. Do you want to hear the narrative from the club that brings you to the clarity of where the team's going? Is this a rebuild now for you as a Dynamo fan? Is this team rebuilding? How can you say it isn't? And I don't think you can say it's simply this notion of we're one or two players away from it. One or two of the right players could make a big difference. Sadly, DeMarcus Beasley's out now, who's, since getting the captain's armband, had been playing the best soccer. But Dynamo fans, show me a sign here. Premier League fans, I want you to show me a sign as well. We got a number of things going on. Let's first hear from Jose Mourinho. We've got some sound with Mourinho of Manchester United. Of course, Zlatan Ibrahimovic going there. They're talking about Paul Pogba. Does United need Pogba to take that midfield to another level athletically? I don't think there's any question. And by the way, he can play in the middle. He can play wide. He is a bit individualistic, so what? He can fit into the squad under Mourinho. So let's hear a little bit from Jose Mourinho now.
I'm happy because after 10 days of work, without many of our players, I could see things. I could see things that I work. I could see that they start identifying and trying to play my football. Because in the end, the players, they tend to play the football their managers want them to play. They tend to adapt to it. And I could see the players trying to go in the direction I want them to go and do things that I want them to do by the defensive point of view, by the attacking point of view. So I'm happy. We had great periods in the first half. We had good situations to score even a couple of beautiful goals. In the second half, we scored early. Then we had the understanding of the game to play with stability and to keep then possession of the ball and to control the game very well. I know it's a championship team. I know they are also in the same process as we are, a training process. But for me, unbelievable is that what I found for the first time in my career, which is a friendly match and the support that it looks like a crucial Premier League match. Unbelievable.
Well, it's a nice reach out to the Manchester United fans. That's what Jose has got to do at this point. How's this team going to play under Mourinho? I think stylistically this is going to be the real issue. How is he going to be able to satisfy the Manchester United fans with the history of their style of play? That's going to be a challenge for Mourinho, I think, because he could be out of his comfort zone coaching a team that's more proactive. Now, I could be completely wrong, because if he wins, the United fans likely will not be concerned with how they win. Tell us where you lie on this matter, United fans. A lot going on in the Premier League. Teams are about 13 days into their preparation. And by the way, if it's a typical Jose Mourinho counterattacking style, does Zlatan Ibrahimovic even fit into that? Think about this. It's fascinating to think about this. I mean, the Premier League's ridiculous with the managers. Now let's go to Antonio Conte of Chelsea. It's going to be interesting to see what Conte does with the Blues. Just made an unbelievable buy with N'Golo Kanté. And by the way, that pipe dream we had a couple months ago after Leicester City won the league title of staying together, that ain't happening. N'Golo Kanté is gone, the Frenchman that helped Leicester City win the Premier League title. The guy's got three lungs. He covers ground. He'll solidify the Chelsea midfield. But barring no other defensive signings, he's going to have to protect John Terry and Gary Cahill from a mobility standpoint. And Chelsea fans, are you concerned about Terry still in the starting lineup projected? So let's get some thoughts from you. 713-780-3776, United fans, Chelsea fans. And in the meantime, here's a little bit from new Chelsea manager. I love this guy and what he did with Italy in the Euros, Antonio Conte.
This league is very, very difficult. The most difficult in the world, because there are seven teams can win the title. And Chelsea is a great team. I'm very proud to be the new manager, the new coach. We must stay at the end of the season to fight for the title, to stay there. Champions League, Chelsea belongs. I have great passion. I suffer during the game. I want that my players see this. Also the fans see this, because we work during the week very, very hard to reach our target.
Oh, he does suffer, and he's hardline. There's going to be no nonsense with that guy, Antonio Conte. I don't think there's any question. And then there's this team called Arsenal. Yes, they've added Granit Xhaka, sort of a tempo-setting midfielder. Arsene Wenger remains. People claiming he's inept in the transfer market. He's an old breed of a manager, but it's Arsenal FC. Face it, you Arsenal fans. It's Arsenal FC. No new striker, no excitement. Linked to Vardy, Draxler, Gonzalo Higuain, and others. But Arsenal fan, how do you feel? Olivier Giroud at 24 in all competitions, 16 in the Premier League. Isn't that good enough for you? Theo Walcott, 5 in the Prem, 9 in all comps. Joel Campbell, Welbeck was injured. Alexis had 13 in the Premier League. So, you know, their goals came from Alexis with 13. Their goals came from Giroud with 16 in the Premier League. And then Ozil and chipped in with six and Ramsey with five. Is it the same old for Arsenal? 713-780-3776. We want your thoughts as the Premier League, believe it or not, is right around the corner. And look, the transfer window is not over. Big signings can make all the difference and more. So it's not over. Then on the other hand, is winning just about resources? And then how much of the transfer window is about retaining and keeping players? I mean, look, that's the other part of it. 713-780-3776. Going to take a quick commercial break. We'll take your calls. 713-780-3776. Right now, I'm going to lay out a pair of tickets to the Dynamo Vancouver for this weekend to the 10th caller. And I'll give you a quick reminder here for Amigo Energy. Amigo Energy has a solution for the summer. You want to save money? Sign up for Amigo Energy Basics 24. You'll get a $50 bill credit exclusively for Soccer Matters listeners. If you're moving, call Amigo Energy. If you're up for renewal, it's Amigo Energy to save. They are a public utility commission, five-star rated provider. www.amigoenergy.com/soccermatters, Basics 24, or call 888-995-9299, 888-995-9299. We'll take a break. It's a 7-Up break. We'll come back with much, much more as our Bud Light party continues.
ESPN 97.5. Listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5 from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Glenn Davis.
A quick word here for the Kingshead Pub and the Richmond Arms. They're designed and built with soccer in mind for your superior watching entertainment. Both locations are open and showing soccer matches all throughout the summer. Houston's premier soccer pubs, the Kingshead and Richmond Arms. And also in Midtown, it's Bar Munich. And then over in West University, it's the Gorgeous Gale. Tweet coming in here from David at Orange Fanatico says, at Glenn Davis Sock at ESPN 97.5, rebuild the team, yes, but how about adding more specialized coaching staff and recruit better? Poke GM. Not Santa at Glenn Davis Sock. Still weird hearing you say Jose Mourinho of Manchester United. And then I think it's Will Sterner at Ninked says, how do Donald Trump, the RNC, and the WWE draft affect the Dynamo's chances next season? Not sure I can answer that one, Will. I'm stumped. 713-780-3776 is a number here. We just gave some tickets out to the Dynamo Vancouver match. Coming up on the program tonight, we've got Angela Huklis, who won a gold medal with the U.S. Women's National Team. Dynamo manager Wade Barrett's going to handle a bunch of my questions as well as Jill Ellis, the U.S. Women's National Team coach. And then my Root Sports partner, Eddie Robinson, also on the show here tonight. I've asked you, the Dynamo fan, where are you at? How are you feeling about your club and its future? What direction do you think the Dynamo are going into? You know, I like the hard-to-play thing. Let's get back to being hard to play against. I don't know. Was the effort not there under Owen Coyle? You know, hard to play is, I think, to me, is a slogan. It's not a playing style. It's not a purpose of play. And every team should be hard to play against. If you're not hard to play against, then you're not reaching your goals. That's a total prerequisite to me. But you, the fan, need to be heard, and I'm not hearing you on this show as much as I should be. I hear you more over on Facebook Soccer Matters, but I'd love for you to use this platform. And it's a platform for you to talk. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. You know, we say we want to be like the Rockets. We want that type of coverage. The Texans, the Astros. We want more attention. So where are you? 713-780-3776. Are you fatigued? Are you out there? Show me a sign. For the love of Pelé, show me a sign. Let's go to Matt. Matt, what's on your mind tonight? Matt, you're on the air. Okay, we're still trying to get Matt. Matt, are you there? Okay, we're not.
Oh, I'm here. I'm sorry.
Ah, there he is.
Can you hear me?
Yes, Matt, I can hear you now. What's on your mind, Matt?
Hey, what's going on, Glenn? Hey, I wanted to talk Chelsea, actually.
Do it.
You know how we had a pretty miserable season last year, and we needed a a big change, and I really think Conte is a great manager. I think he has a good opportunity and to put us, into the Champions League and hopefully contending for championships again, titles, trophies, all that good stuff. Excuse me. I really want to talk about center backs, though. His system, Italy looked great in the Euros. Their whole system, he's really a tactician. He knows what he's doing. He likes to run that three center back system, and obviously we don't have three center backs. We have Kurt Zouma, who's hurt. John Terry, he's aging. He's a leader. He's great. The captain, the legend. But he's aging, and to run the system, I just think we need a little more durability. He was hurt last year a lot towards the end, and I just wanted to get your thoughts on, what they should do. Should we just stay at a 4-4-2, or what the system, what do you think about that?
Well, first of all, just because he did something with Italy doesn't mean that's what's going to happen with Chelsea, nor should it. It's all based on his players. He's capable of moving in and out of different systems. He's not going to have Chiellini with him. Chelsea was hunting for a center back, and that was in June. It was a guy named Antonio Rudiger towards ACL,
right,
with the German national team. So, I don't think John Terry's the future. He's a declining player. He's still a tremendous leader and personality. He has to be protected, as we saw last year. When he's isolated, he's incredibly vulnerable. And look, like with every big star player, at some point you have to move on from them. So I don't know how serious they are about getting other center backs. Publicly, I have to believe they are in the market,
right,
and are looking towards the future. Now, getting the likes of an N'Golo Kanté, who covers tremendous ground, and who's going to be, simply with his arrival into center midfield, a guy that's going to help protect those two center backs, no doubt about it.
Oh, yeah, the engine room. Last year, I think he led Europe in tackles, interceptions. He was all over the place. He's, pint-sized. He's small, but at the same time, he's the engine. He's got, stamina for days. And, I think that's a great signing, because that's the kind of thing we lacked last year. Times we had Fabregas sitting a little too deep, I believe, and as much as he's got great vision and a great passer, he can't cover that ground. He's not a box-to-box anymore. He can't, get back as much. And it killed us at times and put, strain on the center backs, which at times center back was even Miazga at times, which, young, but, vulnerable. And, there was times that we definitely got exposed and, that led to draws and the losses that we did have.
Tons of times. It was a nightmare season. It was tons of times exposed. And
right.
Look, this Antonio Conte is going to do great here. I don't think there's any question. He's already speaking passable English, which was a big concern. With N'Golo Kanté, you get somebody that's going to up the engine strength and power of your midfield. It's very similar to if Manchester United gets Paul Pogba in midfield, because it takes you to another level athletically. But again, if you're going to have to start the season with Cahill and John Terry, it's tremendous protection, and it's a tremendous shield for those two.
Right.
So it's fascinating. All the big managers of the world are in the Premier League, a lot of them. It's fascinating. I can't wait to see it get going again. And we'll see what happens with Leicester, and if Riyad Mahrez is leaving as well. I don't know. Us romantics wanted to see, Leicester City stay together, but I guess it's not meant to be.
Yep.
Anything else?
All right, well. That's really what I wanted to talk about, just, the Chelsea a little bit, Conte. I won the tickets, so I really appreciate that. You guys are awesome. I listen, every Tuesday if I am off, I listen. So, love you, Glenn. I was at the Copa, heard you there too. So,
awesome.
When I heard, the voice over the intercom and whatnot, it was you. And I was like, oh, there you go. Soccer matters. So,
well,
love the show, man. Keep it going, and appreciate you.
We appreciate your loyalty, Matt. Thank you very much for that. We appreciate the call on Chelsea tonight.
All right, thank you. You have a good one.
You too. All right, so I like that from Matt. And you know what? This has been a wonderful slow build to Soccer Matters on the radio. You know, remember, it started over at 98.1, and it moved to another competing radio station, and it's just thrived, and we've continued to grow the fan base slowly and methodically of the show and people that want to talk the game of soccer, whether it's the Premier League. Hey, by the way, Copa Libertadores tomorrow. Please watch this. This is incredible drama. It's Atletico Nacional against Independiente del Valle of Ecuador. Unbelievable story. They walked into Boca Juniors last week and beat Boca at La Bombonera. They're an amazing story. There's amazing young talent. I believe tomorrow night it's on Fox Sports 2. But check out the Copa Libertadores. It's the most prestigious club tournament in our neck of the woods. It is dramatic. The visuals, the audio, it's incredible. I had the privilege of doing the Sao Paulo Atletico Nacional semifinals for Fox. And just dramatic stuff, and I want to see more American fans get into it. Anybody that's seen some of the Copa Libertadores this year, please call in and talk about it. Drive that passion home because it's incredible. How about this? Lazio sell just 11 season tickets on the first day of their sale ahead of Serie A. I guess the Lazio fans aren't too excited. Only 11 season tickets sold, according to La Gazzetta dello Sport. They started selling season tickets Monday. The lines were dead. Only 11 applications. Last year, a club record low of 12,800 season tickets. We're talking about Lazio in the Serie A, who plays in the 72,698 capacity Stade Olimpico. Several thousand Lazio fans took to the streets last week to protest against club president Claudio Lotito after he bungled the appointment of Marcelo Bielsa. Things do not look to improve with Lazio. That would have been a coup. Marcelo Bielsa. Barcelona and Real Madrid are going to reveal purple away kits. What do you think of that? That's bizarre. Are they both? No, is it like one does purple and the other's got to do it? Barcelona's is a bold purple. Real Madrid's is a muted purple. Purple's doing quite fine in Major League Soccer, I'd say, with Orlando City. It's kind of like the Dynamo Orange. Nice, unique color. So there you go. The MLS All-Star Game roster is being filled. Clint Dempsey, Jermaine Jones, Andrea Pirlo, David Villa. No Dynamo. If you're going to put a Dynamo player on the Major League Soccer roster for the All-Star Game, who would it be? 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Who would you put on the MLS roster under Dominic Kinnear, by the way, of San Jose, if you were going to pick one Dynamo player this year? So I'm essentially asking you, who's been the best Dynamo player this year? Who we got there on the phone? Manny, what's on your mind, Manny? Oh, okay, we're getting to Manny. Manny's there, I think, now. Hey, Manny.
Hey, Glenn, man. You know, it's a rare chance that I actually get off on time to listen to the show, dude. But it's always a pleasure to hear you and get your take on all things soccer. How you doing today?
Great, Manny. Thank you very much for the phone call. How you doing? I'm glad you're listening in live tonight. You always listen to it on the podcast, don't you?
As often as I possibly can, yes, sir.
We appreciate that for boosting our podcast numbers. Our podcast is listened to. You can get it at podcastarena.com or iTunes. But what's on your mind, Manny?
Well, man, you just touched on Copa Libertadores. I guess you should probably touch on that, too. That's a heck of a Cinderella story. I mean, it's not the first time we actually see a team from Ecuador come out like that. Obviously, there's some history with Liga de Quito and other older teams. But this team, Independiente del Valle, is just coming out of nowhere. From a purely soccer standpoint, as far as like to almost like a Leicester City sort of thing, I would love to see them go forward and win. However, they did knock out my team from Argentina in the quarters, which is Rosario Central.
Yes.
And man, just to see what it was that they were going to be. I'm sorry, that was actually Nacional. To be able to see what it is that they were, because it wasn't just Boca. They went against River and they played them toe to toe. Against Pumas as well. And same thing, I mean, these aren't small clubs that they were going against. And this is some beautiful, gorgeous, triangulating, you know, touch-and-go soccer that we're seeing. So I think, you know, as much as the Champions League gets attention, I would really hope that anybody who has access to it, just like you said, would actually tune in and watch this.
Oh, it's amazing stuff. By the way, when your club got knocked out, Rosario Central, that was unbelievable drama. I know it was painful and you suffered, but Orlando Berrio scoring in stoppage time and then starting a fight, I mean, it was unbelievable. It was like, it's like a train that's like chaotic and off the rails. That's what I describe the Copa Libertadores as. It is so passionate.
Oh, most definitely. On and off the field. I mean, you see it on the players' faces. I mean, you want to see agony and joy. I mean, completely polaric what goes on and off the field. It's there in Copa Libertadores for anybody to watch. And if you really enjoy the sport, definitely what you want to see.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I hope people are tuning in tomorrow night on Fox because it's an amazing story. Independiente del Valle, they play in a small stadium. They were only formed 58 years ago. They've only gotten into the top league in the last few years. It really is an incredible story. There are some wonderful talents, and they're young talents. You know, Jose Angulo is one that's scoring goals for them and was a one-man wrecking crew down in at Boca Juniors last Wednesday.
Yeah.
So it's... Yeah. It's fabulous, great young talent that ends up in big teams in Europe eventually.
Yeah, they will end up getting – they'll get cherry-picked. I see that coming out real soon. But it should be an interesting final. I think it's probably going to be hit or miss. You're either going to see, you know, go all out, or it may just be – if it's a stalemate, if it ends up a tie, 1-1 or 0-0, you still probably see some really great movement in soccer. But if it does go to penalties, I'll give it to Valle. If Nacional gets on the board, I'd give it to Nacional.
Yeah, road goals not in effect in the finals. Manny, listen, I'm up on a hard break. I got to go, but thank you very much for bringing up the Copa Libertadores.
Hey, thank you. Have a good night.
All right, so the manager, Repetto, they are not backing down. It's Atletico and Independiente del Valle. Quick break here. Seventh caller right now. The Houston Dash got a nice win against Portland this past weekend. I got a pair of Dash tickets to the Western New York Flash July 30th. At 7:30 p.m., BBVA Compass Stadium. I got a pair of tickets right now. Seventh caller gets a pair of Dash tickets. As we go to break here, I want to thank all of our great sponsors of this show. Danish Inspirations Contemporary Furniture. 7-Up. 7-Up is a wonderful mixer, by the way, with fine tequilas. Danish Inspirations Contemporary Furniture. Daspit Law Firm and John Daspit. Amigo Energy. Good friend Everard Santa Marina. The Gorgeous Gale. Good friend over there, Peter Kingston, Bar Munich, Raymond, Richmond Arms, Michael Holiday and the King's Head Pub, and Bud Light, our good friend Camilo Rojas over there. We appreciate all of you bringing the great game of soccer to the airwaves. Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5, 7-0-3.
ESPN 97.5. You are listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Glenn Davis.
Oh, I love that song from Beck, Dreams. That's kind of appropriate with the Olympics right around the corner. Fantastic song. Kind of want to listen to it a little bit, but you know what? We got a very important guest waiting on the phone who I've gotten to know through television. We've worked a number of games together, and in fact, I think I might have been the poor Angela Hughley had to put up with me in her first ever broadcast, I think. I'm going to get that confirmed with her. She joins us now. Angela Hughley, we know her from her days with the national team, gold medal winner, played at the University of Virginia, played professionally with Boston. She joins us now. Angela, how are you?
I'm great, Glenn. Thanks so much for having me. How are you?
I'm very glad to have you on the show. You and me have become good friends because we sort of connected through your broadcasting career, and Was that right, what I just said, that the first one you ever did was with me? I think in Portland,
it
right?
It was right after my first. I had a little warm-up before. They wanted to warm me up before I got to you.
Okay. Because I remember after the broadcast, you telling me it was one of your first broadcasts, and I was like,
yeah.
Wow, you're off to a good start. Doesn't always work out that way.
When you have a great play-by-play person, I think, you know, that helps a lot, too.
Well, it's easy. It's easy, and we had a great time doing the World Cup last summer. All right.
We did.
We want to talk about a lot of things. We want to talk about Soccer Superstar and Nickelodeon, which you're a part of. I want to start off, though, with a little Olympic talk and kind of what you've seen in the transformation of this team with the, you know, a number of, you know, Abby Wambach retiring and what you see out of this version of the U.S. Women's National Team under Jill Ellis.
You know, I think it's a fantastic opportunity for the U.S. Women's National Team. Obviously, this is coming off of a tremendous victory and summer accomplishment for the team last year, winning the World Cup. This Olympics is an opportunity for them to, for the first time ever, back-to-back, you know, come off winning the World Cup, winning the gold medal in the Olympics. And it's with a different look. So we have a lot of younger players right now having the opportunity, some players that weren't necessarily on the World Cup team, you know, like a Mallory Pugh, a Lindsay Horan, you know, having this opportunity to step up where they've been successful both on the national team, you know, Lindsay Horan playing professionally, and now have this opportunity to see what they can do in a World Cup setting. So I think it's exciting for a lot of players. I think with Jill Ellis, she's putting together the right combinations. I think that's the key for her. She's got so much talent, and it's really about putting the right players in the lineup at the right time against, you know, whatever team they're facing.
Yeah, I love how this has sort of stirred things up in a very healthy way. When a youngster like Mallory Pugh comes on board and Horan, like you just mentioned, become more of a factor in this team, you know, as much as we always say, well, it's, you know, the veterans can really lend a hand to this youth movement. The youth movement also can spike the experienced veterans, can't they?
Absolutely. And I think, you know, I think in the past, what we've seen is a lot of the veteran players really dominating, you know, starting, taking up the majority of the playing time. But what we're seeing right now is a lot of the youth players are really in the position mixed in with the veterans a lot more than the past. So I think what's good is that when other countries are facing the U.S., they don't necessarily know what to expect. I think we've had leading up into even this past World Cup, you know, a little bit more predictable lineup. I think we could probably guess within maybe a player or two what the lineup could look like. And I think that's an advantage the U.S. has. You know, they have the depth, they have the talent, and, you know, they also are coming off a tremendous success. So while that could be perceived as a pressure, I think at the same time, a lot of these players are coming off with a lot of confidence, you know, despite some little injuries here and there, going into this Olympics, like Carly Lloyd coming back, like a Megan Rapinoe off the ACL injury. But, you know, I think a lot of players are coming off the World Cup and, you know, after getting in with this pro league, they're coming off with a lot of confidence.
She's Angela Huchlies. Now, let me remind you about what Angela has done. She has won two Olympic gold medals. 2008 in Beijing, you were sort of expected to play a backup role. Abby Wambach got hurt. You scored four goals, two against Japan in the semis, and again, helped lead the United States to a gold medal. I'm going to move you forward now to a program on Nickelodeon. Our good friend Mike Cohen involved with this in a very big way, called Soccer Superstar. Tell us about Soccer Superstar and Nickelodeon.
You know, I am so grateful to have had the opportunity to take something that I've loved as a little six-year-old, seven-year-old girl with pigtails, the game of soccer, turn it into a professional career, and now, you know, in addition to things like broadcast work, to do a reality TV show on Nick Sports TV called Soccer Superstar. And really, it's almost like the American Idol for soccer, where we go across the country, myself, Dan Metcalf, Marcelo Balboa, and hosted by Heather Mitz. You know, we're selecting the best of the best, looking at female soccer players across the country to try out and then compete in Los Angeles. 12 players were selected, and after competitions and some games and practices, we do eliminations and get down to the final last one remaining, the one soccer superstar.
Yeah, it's for female soccer players, 15 to 18, right? And isn't there something where they get to train with an NWSL team or something like that?
Yeah, the winner of so this is actually our second season. We did our first season last year, and we just premiered this past Friday, the opening premiere of season two. And the winner of the season actually gets to go and pick their favorite NWSL professional soccer team and train with them. So, you know, having that exposure and also being able to see what that level is like at that early stage of a 15 or 16 or, you know, all the way up to 18-year-old, to be able to see that level is a tremendous experience for them.
Soccer Superstars on Nickelodeon Sports. When does it air, Angela? Because I as a radio host, I should know this, but I don't know this. I think it's Friday, right?
Yeah, no problem. It's Nick Sports TV, 10 p.m. Eastern time, or actually it's 10 p.m. local time on Fridays. They're about 30-minute episodes, and the first premiere was last Friday, and we saw the first two episodes like back-to-back right after that.
Yeah, I'm very selective on my reality TV stuff, but this one I think I definitely buy into. Soccer Superstar and Nick Sports, it's great. Angela Huclis, Marcelo Balboa, Dan Metcalf, and of course the lovely Heather Mitz, who I think had a baby recently.
We see her her daughter made a little cameo before she even entered this world. So Heather was a tremendous great part of it, and just a fun show, you know, just the opportunity for the girls to experience, and you know, obviously for me to be able to work with people like, you know, Heather Mitz, my friend and former teammate Marcelo. Just a great time.
Yeah, it sounds like a great time. It looks incredibly fun, and it's a wonderful thing. Again, it's for 15 to 18-year-old females. It's Soccer Superstar. It's on Nick Sports. It'll be on this Friday at 10 Eastern?
10 p.m.
10 p.m.
local time.
10 p.m. local time on the East Coast. Okay. Well, Angela, listen, thank you very much for coming on. Until I see you again, I'm looking forward to that time when I cross paths with you again. And again, good luck with Soccer Superstar and Nickelodeon. And also, we look forward to hearing a little bit more from you maybe in the coming weeks about the Olympics, okay?
Sounds great. Thanks so much, Glenn. Appreciate it. Look forward to seeing you soon.
Yeah, likewise. That's Angela Hill.
Bye-bye.
Hill-Police. Tell you what, I've been so lucky in my career to have crossed paths with so many just likable, great people. And Angela Hill-Police is one of them. All right, so here's what we got on the roster here coming up for the rest of this program. All right, so Wade Barrett. We'll hear from the Dynamo manager. I'm going to ask him about everything tonight. Future of the club, is it in a rebuild? Is the emphasis more on the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup now? We're also going to hear from my good friend Eddie Robinson, who's my partner on Root Sports. We'll be calling the Dynamo Vancouver this weekend. And Jill Ellis, the U.S. Women's National Team coach, is joining us. Some great stuff with Jill. You're not going to want to miss it. We're going to take a break. It's a 7-Up break. Again, our thanks to Danish Inspiration, 7-Up, Daspit Law Firm, Amigo Energy, The Gorgeous Gale, Bar Munich, Richmond Arms, The King's Head Pub, Bud Light. And, of course, you can follow me at Twitter, Glenn Davis Sock. Break time, 7-Up and Bud Light.
Home for sports is ESPN 97.5.